You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
7-day humanitarian pause in Gaza having come to an end, many have continued to call for a permanent ceasefire. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, there has been a continued peaceful action by protesters calling for entities to condemn Israel's bombings and to stand with Palestine. For this week's Get Action segment, I talked to Senior Lecturer of Law at the University of Auckland, Dylan Asafor, about his open letter calling for universities to stand with Palestine. In this letter, he calls for vice-chancellors of the New Zealand universities to condemn Israel's genocidal attacks. Here is that interview. What is your open letter calling for? Specifically, what are the two calls of action in your letter?
Yes, so our open letter has two calls of action. So first, for all vice-chancellors in Aotearoa New Zealand to release a joint statement in solidarity with Palestine that condemns Israel's genocidal attacks on Palestinians and calls for an immediate ceasefire and end to Israel's illegal occupation of Palestine. And if all vice-chancellors can't agree to make a joint statement, then we urge those who do agree to either issue a joint statement amongst themselves or separate statements. And also just a call for all of the signatories of the open letter to make it clear in their signatures of the emails that they stand in solidarity with Palestine and that they're urging our universities to do the same.
Why is it important that the university vice-chancellors release a statement?
I think it's important for all human beings around the world to take a stand against Israel and to stand in solidarity with Palestine. What we're seeing is an attack on humanity and a racist genocide and illegal occupation that's taken place since 1948. And it's important for everyone, if they claim to care about human rights, to care about equality and equity, that they take a stand. But for universities in particular, it's essential that we acknowledge that the universities in Palestine, in Gaza, have been bombed and essentially destroyed. So when we have universities like the ones here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, claiming that they are committed to being a part of a global academic and intellectual community, and that they have commitments of non-discrimination, that they actually stand true to those commitments. And there's no, I guess, greater moment for them to show that their commitments are genuine than right now by releasing those joint statements of solidarity with Palestine. So there's that unique obligation as universities to stand in solidarity with other universities in Palestine, and also to be mindful that universities and people, academics in universities, have a crucial role as the critic and conscience of society. So when people in power, in particular, the government and the state, are misusing their power by enabling genocide, it's important that universities make it clear, as communities of teaching, of learning, of research, that what's happening is not acceptable. And of course, another big reason why universities need to take a stand is because we have Palestinian students and staff who are currently seeing their peoples being routinely murdered by the Israeli state. So it's important, again, if we're committed to equity, to non-discrimination, to making all of our students and staff feel safe and feel valued, and to care for our Palestinians and our university communities, that they release such a joint statement.
How would you respond to those who say that our university's responses don't make a difference to the Palestine cause?
I think that's a common misconception, that statements by universities on the other side of the world, here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, or any organization, or even the government of Aotearoa, New Zealand, won't make a difference. But they do. What we're hearing from so many Palestinians in Aotearoa, around the world, and in Palestine, is that they see and they are aware of the protests, of the actions and the statements of solidarity that are appearing online. And it makes a huge difference to them in terms of knowing that they are being seen, that their pain and suffering is being recognized by some people. it's being denied and being dismissed by so many, but that there are some people there who around the world who care and who won't let this slide, who will continue to hold governments and institutions and universities accountable for their silence. So I think it's easy for many people to say, oh, I want to make a difference. The Israeli government, the US government, even the New Zealand government won't care. But it's a matter of putting public pressure on these institutions to care, because the moment that we stop doing so, the chance or the hope that they will goes away. So we have to keep fighting. We have to keep pushing and disregarding the naysayers and people who are saying that it won't make a difference.
What actions can students and the general public take in supporting this cause and your open letter?
A lot of students and staff and alumni of Aotearoa New Zealand's universities, any university or tertiary institution can sign. The petition is currently on Action Station. You can just Google Aotearoa New Zealand University Communities Action Station Palestine and it should pop up. Or you can look at the open letter, which is currently published on the Pantograph Punch. And again, just a quick Google search away. And the link to the form is there as well. So signing the form, sharing the form, and also in everyday conversations with family, with fellow students, with community members, making it clear that there's a genocide happening and that it's important that we speak out and that we resist Zionist misinformation and myths around what's happening, and that we continue to hold the pressure, because what we see with so many movements and global movements around equality and equity in this day and age is that they tend to lose momentum, but we can't let that happen, because people, children, women, men, many folks are being murdered every day, often in the name of us who aren't in Palestine, being justified by our government, by the US government. So we have a responsibility to hold them to account and to make sure that they are representing us accordingly. So even though it may seem as students, most people all the way here in Aotearoa New Zealand that we can't make a difference, we can maintain and keep that people power with our everyday conversations, with our signing of petitions and so on.
What more would you want New Zealand to do as a whole?
So the New Zealand government needs to call for a permanent ceasefire, not a humanitarian pause, which just basically allows the genocide to pause momentarily and then continue, if not in an exacerbated manner, right afterwards, which is what we just saw, the last pause. So there needs to be that pressure on the New Zealand government to call for a permanent ceasefire, make sure that that call is heard by Australia, by the US, by the European Union, all countries that New Zealand prides itself on having a strong diplomatic relationship with. So permanent ceasefire, but more than that, it's important that New Zealand also calls out the illegal occupation of Palestine and calls for the restoration and the return of land and sovereignty to Palestinian peoples. So that extra step is fundamental as well. And New Zealand does have that, even though many of us know that it's flawed, does have that reputation as a leading democracy with respect for human rights. So it's important that it uses that influence wisely for Palestinians.
That was Senior Lecturer of Law at the University of Auckland, Dylan Asafor, speaking to me about his open letter calling for universities to stand with Palestine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.